Let's go now to Melbourne, where scientists say they're excited by the results of a drug trial that could help address the onset of dementia. About 1 in 10 Australians aged over the age of 65 suffer from dementia, and that number is predicted to almost triple within 35 years. In Melbourne, Tom Nightingale reports.
Associate Professor Stephen McFarlane has been running clinical trials for 17 years. He's been startled by some recent results.
We've had people who had previously lost the ability to play the piano who are now playing it again. We had one lady who was quite an accomplished artist who had stopped painting, who is now painting again and was working towards an exhibition last time I spoke to her. So, you know, really meaningful functional gains.
Is that surprising?
It's incredibly surprising. I've never seen it happen in any Alzheimer's trial before, particularly a very early stage study like this. The caveat to that, though, is, you know, there's no placebo group in this study, and that's where the next trial will be really important to determine whether these changes are truly real.
Aside from the drug itself, what other factors could be behind those results that you found?
Well, you know, the fact that there's no placebo control, you know, it could be a complete fluke, I suppose. But to see such dramatic improvements in people with, you know, Alzheimer's disease that's been confirmed by brain scans and by diagnosing specialists, it's a pretty big fluke. And, you know, to see the same sort of anecdotal reports coming through from multiple patients within the same small trial, it's just a very strong signal. And the improvements were shown across a variety of domains. And people who scored high on one test tended to score high across all of the tests that were administered. So as far as the limitations of an unblinded, non-placebo-controlled trial goes, this is as good as it gets.
The trial involved 32 people in metropolitan Melbourne, and the results have just been released at a conference. Stephen McFarlane is an associate professor of aged psychiatry at Monash University.
We know there's over 360,000 people in Australia with Alzheimer's disease at the moment, or some form of dementia. You know, this is the decade where we're trying to crack Alzheimer's disease, and it's the hope of the scientific community that we'll have a drug that will effectively treat it, whether that means stop it, slow it down, or try and reverse it within 10 years.
Marie McCabe is Alzheimer's Australia's acting chief executive, and she says she's cautiously optimistic.
It's a very small trial, and certainly the report is that there's been an increase in executive function and cognitive ability, which is great. But I think the thing, this is a very small trial, and we need to make sure that these results are reproducible over a larger scale.
She's pushing a message of prevention rather than waiting for a cure.
There are lots of activities that we can do in the meantime that can reduce the exacerbation of symptoms for people living with dementia. And one of those things is exercise. And there's been a lot of trials done in this area. And Professor Nicola Lautenschlagen from Melbourne has in fact done a lot of work in this area. So we know that a healthy lifestyle makes a difference to reducing our risk of getting dementia.
Researchers are now preparing a bigger clinical trial next year involving up to 300 people across Australia. Results are expected in early 2018.
Tom Nightingale reporting from Melbourne.